What is the most important aspect of a coated treat? I have already talked about many important aspects of coated treat, but to me, the most important thing on a coated treat is the so-called coating dojo mindset. And I will explain that later today. Hi, my name is Peter Kofler. I am the Code Cop. Obviously, I am fanatic about clean code, and for many years, I tried hard to develop quality software. Eventually, I had to change my motto to developing quality software developers. In this podcast, I will answer questions about facilitation, hosting, and participation of coated reads or any kind of hands-on session in general. If you have any questions regarding your coated read, please send me an email or leave a comment. So what is the coding dojo mindset? The coding dojo mindset is very important to me. It's one of my top three important things to make a coded read successful, and it's also setting the theme for the whole day. That means, as a participant, it's important for you to get the most out of the day, to understand the day, and as a facilitator, it's important to shape the day, to get the day, the spirit of the day. So there are four things that I consider part of the coding dojo mindset. And the first thing is we are here to learn. So that's obvious. A coded treat is an event of learning. It's a day of practice. So we are here to learn. And it's important to understand that you only get out as much as you put in, right? Like always, it's not the training. The facilitator is not teaching people. So as a facilitator, it's not your job to teach. And as participant, you have to invest to get something out. Only if you're open to new experience, you can make new experiences. If you're not open to new experiences, if you're not open at all, there will be no new experiences. If you need to work in your own language in all sessions, you will not see new languages. So it's up to you. Okay? So number one, we are here to learn. Number two, we need to slow down. So the problem is in work, usually in IT work, we are in a hurry. Right? We need to get something done. We need to finish. There is a deadline. The project manager is coming up. So we are constantly trying to speed up things. Maybe we're taking shortcuts. Maybe we just try to be fast. Right? If we are experienced and we need to be fast and we want to be fast, that's good. But in the coded read, we are not in the flight mode. There are no deadlines. There should be no pressure. Deleting the code is one thing that brings us in the direction of that there is no pressure. It's not about finishing. It's just about practicing. In episode 7, I have talked a bit more about deleting the code. So item number 2, we need to slow down to learn, basically. Number 3, we need to focus on doing it right, at least for once. So what does doing it right mean? So we are, how can I say it? So participants are usually only fighting themselves, not fighting like in a battle, but stretching themselves so they can just overcome their level or the current level of experience, so they can grow from their current situation. So they are starting with their current situation. So everybody, and it's also true for facilitators who want to improve, we need to stretch ourselves. And in order to stretch ourselves, we need to try to do the best we can. Because the stretching happens at the end of our abilities. So if I say focus on doing it right, I really mean perfection. Now some people don't like perfection because maybe it's not cost effective, but this is a training opportunity and we need the perfection to stretch. I'm usually saying to people to set the tone of the day, because the coding dojo mindset is also one of my early slides in the introduction. For example, if you write a test case that is so beautiful that you put it on the wall or you show it to your family and you're extremely proud of and you show it off what you've done, that's exactly what I want for the coded read. I want you to create your perfect thing. It will not be perfect because it's only perfect for your current level of skill, or maybe it's crazy, so you try the crazy constraint and you follow the crazy constraint perfectly. This is exactly what we need. So focus on doing it right in order to stretch, in order to learn. And the fourth element is collaboration. So the whole day is a collaborative day. So it's based on collaboration. It's a community event. It needs to be inclusive. It's obviously, if it's based on collaboration, it needs to be inclusive. Pair programming is mandatory. Talked about pair programming in episode 8 of this podcast. So no single person. It's collaborative. We need to work together. We need to have retrospectives together. People need to change the partners. So number 4, it's collaborative. So I repeat, the Coding Dojo mindset, in my experience, is we are here to learn. We need to slow down. We focus on doing it right. And it's a collaborative event. And this is really important. And I usually also have some printouts of these 4 items. And I'm putting them on the wall in various places so people can see them all the time. One question that always comes up in the Coding facilitation trainings is about the game of life. The game of life is the assignment that is usually used for the code treat. And the question is, now, is the game of life mandatory? Well, at least the game of life is the classic. So I would stay with it. There's a great article by Alex Borbuaca that the code treat problem, so the game of life, is not a problem because he's saying that asking for a different assignment means misunderstanding what the code treat means, because the code treat is about practicing skills. It's not about solving a challenge. It's not about finding a quick solution to the game of life. It's about practice. And I personally, I can focus much better on a constraint, for example, or the cycle of testing development, if I know the problem. It's making it easier. In episode 8, I said something that I did Game of Life 30 times. Actually, it was wrong. I looked it up. I did Game of Life since 2011 until and including last code retreat, March 2020, I solved it 64 times. Now, not all solutions are big or complete or reasonable, but I did it more than 60 times. And I'm not bored. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. And it's good that I know the problem. I can explore other things. I can explore constraint. That's very good. There are other problems we can use, because then people still keep asking for other problems. We have other exercises, but good exercises are hard to find because they need to allow a wide solution space. They need to allow different approaches, different languages. Not every code kata is a good fit for a code retreat where you spend the whole day on it. In episode 9, so the previous episode, I talked to Sandra Pasik about some code katas that have proven to be useful. But in the end, Game of Life is the classic. It's proven to work. It's easy to understand. It's quick to start. You don't need anything. So just go for the Game of Life. So a short answer would be, is Game of Life mandatory? Yes, it is. That is all for this episode. I'm Peter Kofler, and I wish you luck with your next code retreat or hands-on workshop. If you have any questions regarding your code retreat, please send me an email or leave a comment. I'm looking forward to hear from you how your event went. Code retreats are awesome. Let's have more of them.